The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
And Roseburg High Principal Jill Weber, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Happy to be here.
So the district and the state of Oregon as well put out some information about graduation rates. Talk about that as it applies to Roseburg High.
Yeah, we've been watching and waiting and excited for this class. We've been watching the data come through, and this year we rose nearly 10% to over 86% of our students graduated on time in 4 years.
And is that a high in recent memory?
It's the highest that we've had, yeah. Yes.
And what was your reaction to seeing that come out?
We've been watching the data. Graduation rates don't just happen at the end of their senior year. It's something we know from the moment they come in, watching how they end their first year, and continuing watching them all the way through their senior year into graduation. So at the end of the first year, 85% of these students were on track, and we anticipated they would graduate with around that, and they certainly did.
So a few years ago, you kind of shifted things a bit, and it looked like put a lot of special attention on the freshman year.
Yeah, we have, and that has paid off. So we know that some research shows and experience shows that when students have a strong start their freshman year, they're going to be more successful future years. So that freshman on track, we've risen from around 73% up into over 90%. And that is aligning exactly with where we see our graduation rates and where we anticipate the future graduation rates will be.
How are other schools around the state? I mean, is this kind of a trend right now?
The focus on the freshmen, yes. And that is some research that came out of Chicago where they've made some big shifts, and schools around the nation have taken on that same focus, and we're learning from others and implementing some strategies that others have used that prove helpful in keeping kids on track that first year.
I imagine that for kids getting into high school, I mean, you finally got to that point and everything's, you know, different than middle school even. And it's easy to sort of get behind. Mm-hmm. And for some kids, depending on what their academic level is or where they're at on things, once they get behind, it is hard to, you know, kind of get past that.
That's absolutely the truth. And if they've failed an English class or a math class, trying to catch back up in just that short period of time is very difficult. So we've implemented some things working with the middle schools that when we transition students from middle school to high school, we look at their success in middle school and know the extra supports they may need in high school or how to challenge them appropriately in high school. So before they even come in, we know their names, we know their needs, we support them. We also have a transition program in the summer for kids who may need a little extra support that come in during the summer, and we kind of catch them up to make sure that they're ready for that first day of high school too.
And that used to be back in my era many decades ago. The idea of going to school in the summer was like, you know, it was like a something you wanted to avoid at all costs. But yet, reality is that sometimes that can make a big difference.
Oh yeah, and we make it fun for kids. It's a special group of kids. We take them on field trips. They get some gifts. They become a community. They also get credit for it. So right away, these kids are starting off with half a credit before they even begin their first ninth grade official day. So I think it has been a success, and the kids really seem to enjoy it as they build that community and connection to the school before they start their ninth grade year.
So what kind of work went into kind of making some of these shifts to put more emphasis on ninth grade?
There's a lot of things. So like, it's not one thing that really has made this graduation rate where it is. It's the whole system working together. It's everything from the addition of a graduation coach who monitors kids and supports them and work with families to ensure that they're on track. We have smaller learning communities in ninth grade. So there's three or four teachers that wrap their arms around a group of 90 kids, and they monitor the kids, their attendance, their grades, their assignments, their social emotional needs, and ensure that those kids are tracked so we don't lose anybody. Every child, every student in ninth grade has someone they can go to, someone who supports them. We've added an additional counselor who makes the caseload lower so it can be more attention put on the students that are there. We've kept our CTE programs. We know that students who are part of CTE have a higher graduation rate. So we've increased our CTE offerings. We continue to look at ways we can do that. So those are just a few of the little things we've put into place that have supported kids in staying in school.
Now, obviously, the past year, past 10 months has been very different. Yeah. How has that played in with these numbers?
Yeah, and some people wonder, like, gosh, the graduation rate went up so much. How much of the end of their senior year played into this? And I want to emphasize that graduation is accumulation of 4 years worth of work. So those last few weeks maybe helped a few kids, because we did have to turn on a dime and had to make some adjustments and changes. So there may have been a few, but I want really to express that it is 4 years worth of work for every one of those kids to get across that stage. It's 24 credits. It's at high level achievements. It's demonstrating what they know. So that didn't make a huge impact on the graduation rate, but it really has made a big impact on the way that we do educate in and work with families and students. It has been a challenge. We've all had to learn how to do school differently. Teachers learning how to use Zoom and Canvas, and students learning how to connect with that. Families were really having kids at home and connecting. It's all been different, and it's taken everybody in the community to make it happen.
Well, somebody said that for teachers, starting in March, it was like being a brand new teacher.
Yeah, in many ways. So many new things that they had to learn. So they felt like a first-year teacher walking in, and that is not something they expected. As teachers who've been teaching 20, 30 years, that felt like they were just brand new, and it was uncomfortable for so many of us.
With the current situation where things stand for secondary kids, are you concerned about these graduation rates being impacted this year with so much of, if maybe not all of the year, kind of going like it is now?
Yeah, we've had to make some adjustments. We knew that this senior class coming in, they were 90% on track to graduate. We had more, our graduation rates were looking up, which matched with our freshmen on track. But we know distance learning has had an impact on kids. So we're adjusting. We are changing. We're offering an app, grow our summer school, look at ways that kids can retrieve some of those credits. And we're doing everything we can to ensure every kid is connected with learning still. And that's hard for some kids that don't enjoy distance learning.
Jill Weber, principal of Roseburg High, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.